All right, Mets fans, this is an emergency episode of Locked On Mets. Going to be a little bit different than your typical episode, as there was a pretty disturbing story that was released late Monday night by Jeff Passan and Mina Kimes of ESPN, which exposed Jared Porter for sending explicit photos to a female reporter back in 2016 when he worked with the Cubs. I just want to go through the facts of this story. On tomorrow's show, or I'm recording this late Monday night, at some point Monday afternoon, Monday night, I'm going to have an episode with the host of Locked On Red Sox, Gabrielle Starr, who can shed some light on this situation because as a woman working in sports, unfortunately, she's experienced some of this, and she's going to be able to talk about this a lot better than I can as an ignorant 25-year-old guy, okay? But I'm going to do the best I can right here. And for those of you who don't know, I am the host of the show, Ryan Finkelstein. So let's go over this story. And I encourage all of you to find Jeff Passan's report on this. There's a 5-minute video where he walks you through the entire thing. He has screenshots of the conversation between Porter and this female reporter and gives you a very clear understanding of what happened here. And basically, Jared Porter meets this female reporter in 2016. They start texting. The female reporter is clearly from a Latin descent. She's not, you know, Passan makes it clear that English is not her first language. So she was a little bit confused with how this conversation was going. You got to imagine, as a female reporter who gets the number of this MLB executive, she's trying to build a relationship, a professional relationship, that she could use to do her job as a reporter and get information. Jared Porter, from these text messages, is clearly trying to form a completely different and unprofessional type of relationship with this woman. He's sending her selfies, and the selfies start with just pictures of him and maybe his World Series rings, and they eventually evolve to him laying on a bed with a bulge in his pants, to finally, at the end of his long pursuit of this woman, where he's sending her text message after text message, picture after picture, for God knows what reason, continues to harass this woman, because that's essentially what it is, when she is not responding, and he continues to pepper her with these text messages, continues to send what he must imagine is a flattering shot of himself laying on a hotel bed with his pants. Sorry, it's just, it's a tough story to wrap your head around. It really is. And it's unfortunate that the Mets hired this guy with no knowledge of this story. And hopefully they're going to respond the right way. But the bottom line is the final picture that is sent is a bare picture of a male's penis. Apparently, Jared Porter wants to deny that it's his. Regardless, you should not be sending that to a female reporter or just to a female in general. Okay? And Sandy Alston had a very professional report or a very professional statement about what happened here. And then they're going to respond to this as they get more information. But one of the little parts of his statement that I didn't like is that this was just an error in judgment. He mentioned it's an error in judgment. I'm sorry. This is a little bit more than just an error in judgment. And I'm not knocking Sandy. It was, again, a professional public statement. Nothing wrong with that. But just, I really hope the Mets don't just brush this thing off. Regardless, getting back to the story here, Jared Porter sends that picture, and finally, the female reporter has had enough, and after, again, tons of text messages where she just simply was not responding, she finally gets to the point where she sends him a response to, please stop sending these unsolicited messages to her, and Porter apologizes, and I guess he thought that was it, but the last text message, too, was something about, if you need anything work-wise, let me know, which you can almost look at as, you know, is he trying to promise work favors for having this get brushed under the rug? Again, I am looking forward to talking with Gabrielle from Locked On Red Sox about this because she's going to be able to give far more insight on this situation than I can. But it's just a story that makes you a little bit sick to your stomach when you read it, when you see it, and you watch the video from Jeff Passan as he outlines the whole thing. And now the Mets have to respond. We saw a lot of controversy during the Wilpon era, and this is a time for them to step up and really make a statement here and do something about it, because I see some people already who are saying this was years ago and trying to make excuses for him, but I'm sorry. There's some things that do cross a line, and you can't tell me that Jared Porter, who's been here for a month, is so indispensable that you are going to ignore what just happened here. So we will see what the outcome of this is. I'm sure the Mets are going to respond to this very quickly. And again, I'm going to give you a much more enlightened conversation on this when I have Gabrielle on to talk about it. But for now, I wanted to get you the information because this is a story that I just didn't think could be ignored. I didn't want to have it just out there and not address it on Locked On Mets. So I wanted to give you this little emergency episode to talk about it, and we will respond from here. But again, Jared Porter harassed this woman. Bottom line, it's hard to watch that video that Jeff Passan made. It's hard to read that story alone that Jeff Passan wrote and come to any other conclusion than that. That'll be all for this episode of Locked On Mets. Make sure you're subscribed to the feed so that you can get all the upcoming episodes as we will continue to talk about the fallout of this story.